Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh.
Well, HelloFresh.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
We're here. We're doing a podcast.
We certainly are, Mason. And we're going to be somewhere else next week for our live show. Tickets are sold out, but there is a waiting list.
Ooh.
And if we get, I think, over a certain amount of people on the waiting list, then you can we'll bump up the numbers. I think it might be possible at the last minute.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
So maybe I could finally get in.
You might be able to make it, Mason.
Might be able to squeeze
at the
in.
Very last
That's
minute.
Very good.
We'll be joined, of course, by Charlie Clausen and Will Anderson from the TOEFOP podcast and many other podcasts and also televisual mediums.
Televisual
and
mediums.
And radios.
Yep. Streaming yeah. platforms.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Will's got his bloody stand-up on Stand, doesn't he?
That's true.
He's on the one-night stand.
One-night stand.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The other thing is, because it is a charity event, we have our thing of the donate thing that we're doing for bloody...
the donate thing.
The donate thing where you donate money, it's to grow seaweed farms and reduce CO2 emissions in the environment, and every dollar that we match will be matched by the organization that's doing it.
The Intrepid Foundation.
That's right.
I can tell you right now.
We're aiming for 50,000.
Donations currently. Listeners have donated $7,937.
Yes.
So that's double that.
I saw somebody donated...
Siri, double that.
I saw somebody donated $1,200.
Siri, double the amount. That's amazing.
I know.
Congratulations.
I should have written down the name. But yeah, you can also ask a question for our Q&A, which we'll be doing, et cetera, and so forth.
That's very cool.
Because everybody who donates will get something special, Mason, because we'll put to go to a studio tour, we'll probably have prizes, I don't know, you know.
We're going to take everyone on the studio tour?
That's
everyone's coming to your house?
Along. That's right. Only if you donate $1,200 or more. Yeah.
All right.
So that's...
That's not a binding promise.
No, absolutely it's not.
Oh, side note, this week I was on, my friends Sarah and Michael...
Yeah.
They used to have a podcast about DuckTales called It's a Duck Blur. Now they have a podcast where every week is Christmas. It's called Sarah and Michael Save Christmas. And I was on this week's episode where we talked about a very vaguely Christmas-related episode of the 1970s Wonder Woman TV
series. Oh, was
series.
It good and fun?
Yes, it was good and fun.
Good and
podcast
fun.
Podcast was good and fun.
Yeah, those are good dudes.
The show, is that good and fun? It's interesting. It's certainly of its time.
Look, as long as it's good and fun.
Yeah. Do you like somebody wearing a velvet suit with a turtleneck?
Yeah.
Then you're going to have a good time.
On the podcast or the show?
Both of those things.
Okay.
We wore turtlenecks and velvet suits.
Very good.
Anyway, you can find that all over the place, but primarily on iTunes.
Very good.
Sarah and Michael Save Christmas.
Sarah and Michael Save Christmas.
Yes. Fun.
Thomas donated 100. What's KR?
Krona?
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. Is it Swedish?
If this converts to like 4 cents, I'm going to be very upset. But if not, well done, Thomas.
Are you going to convert it right now?
No.
Okay, all right.
There we go. Philip donated $20.
And so, thank you, Philip.
So there we go. They're two good ones.
Yeah.
That we've got.
How many krona did you say?
200.
200
no, 100.
100 krona.
And also, if you are coming to the live show next week, because it's going to be like a condensed version of this, if you want to send in a letter, send it to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. You'll be in the audience, hopefully. And if we get to letters, because it's going to be like a 45, 50-minute show, we're going to do some bloody letters, aren't we, Mason?
Very nice.
All right. Ready for the show?
I'm ready for the show.
Okay. I thought I'd save the best for first, Mason.
Oh, yes.
Star Wars news.
Oh, come on.
Come on, yes.
Threw me under the bus there, all right.
Apparently the Mandalorian...
You were like, let's do some trailers up top. And I'm like, okay. Sounds good to me.
The Mandalorian Season 2 is already in the works, Jon Favreau says, who worked on Mandalorian Season 1. Also, apparently, it's 10 episodes that first season, and they're $15 million, or krona. per episode.
Okay, 100 Swedish krona equals $15.20 in Australia.
That's still good.
Still good, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's no 100 krona, obviously.
No, absolutely
not. It sounds like more.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
Bloody Swedes.
But it's also good you can donate in different currencies as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's the magic of the internet.
It is, Mason.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? Mandalorian, it's coming back already. It's going to debut in November. And then we're going to get it again, and there's going to be 10 episodes, and they're very expensive.
Yeah. I like that part the most, actually.
The very expensive part?
The very expensive part.
Apparently, they're doing real model making and all sorts of stuff on that, all the ships.
Oh.
And all the people at Lucasfilm are like, we're sick of computers, we want to work on models.
They've actually gone even further back. What they're doing is they're building the models for real, and they're getting, like, a man with a big beard and, like, big aviator glasses and, like, a bald patch and, like a beige. You know, like, one of, you know, you see one of those old Muppet-style model guys, and he just holds it. They're getting an authentic guy from the 70s.
Good.
And he just goes, raw, and then they're going to cut him out with CGI.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's where the money goes, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent.
Raw.
I mean, spaceships shouldn't make noise in space, but it's Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, that's authentic 1970s Star Wars, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Are you excited for The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Good, because you love Star Wars, and you don't want it to ever stop. And it won't, regardless of whether you love it or not.
Doesn't matter what I do.
What could stop it? Would you have to destroy an entire company?
Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
With some kind of missile strike?
No, I think the only thing that could destroy Star Wars is...
it's all in the cloud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Star Wars in the cloud.
Oh, you mean destroy every reference to Star Wars everywhere?
No, I'm just talking like, how would you stop them making it?
Oh, I think what would happen is they... But that's the thing. I think they've already headed it off at the pass.
Mm.
I think it's if they were like, we're going to do 2 years worth of spin-off movies. We're going to do the solo movie. We're going to do Obi-Wan Kenobi. We're going to do all these ones.
Mm.
And then they all flopped.
Yeah, okay.
I think, and it put like $1 billion dent in there.
Yeah.
And then I think they'd be like, this is financially not viable. And then they'd probably...
So you think even some kind of missile strike would not do it?
No, absolutely not, yeah.
But a metaphorical bomb at the box office.
Yeah,
would
look,
do it.
I reckon they have bomb-proof servers that hold...
Yeah,
you're
probably right.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Because like the first negatives for the Star Wars, they like deteriorated, and then they had to like
restore them
for that re-release. Uh-huh. So because I think you know they just put them in a damp basement. That's what they used to do with everything. You know, yeah. That's why all those Doctor Who episodes went missing or whatever.
Oh, that's right. And a lot of them were taped over as well, weren't
they?
Yeah, because they were like, well, nobody's ever going to want to
watch.
Yeah,
nobody
this
likes
again.
This now or ever.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the people clamoring at the BBC like. Find the new ones. Find the old ones. Find them. Find copies of it. And then it's like we finally found a copy in a basement in Denmark. And then people watch it and go, wasn't very good.
Wasn't
very good.
We didn't like it.
It was
find
bad.
A better one.
Find a better one, please.
Yeah. Speaking of Jon Favreau, though, his movie The Lion King is, of course, out in theaters this week.
Oh yes.
By all accounts, it's exactly like The Lion King. So that's good.
But less dynamic?
But less dynamic because it's photorealistic animals and you can't really tell.
And you can't also have them like... No. You can't have a lion swinging through the trees or anything like that.
There better be a bloody lion swinging on a vine, Mason.
There will not.
We've got... Yes, there will.
Oh. Can anyone out there confirm? Has anyone seen
it's
it
good
before
question.
Us?
So we've got two Caravan of Garbage this week, actually, because I figure if I hold one till next week, people will forget because it's Comic-Con next week.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
So... Speaking of which, Comic-Con is also the Marvel panel is happening the day of our live show. So as I'm sitting there with you doing a live show, all this hot news is being released and we'll be none the wiser.
No, it'll be pinging on people's phones.
Oh, that's
people
true.
Will be quietly, impatiently raising their hands.
David Harbour's the thing in the Fantastic Four movie. Yeah.
Everybody woo.
Yeah. So that's exciting as well, Comic-Con next week. So there's going to be two. One is the Lion King video game and the other one is Mason finally watched The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
And one of those he likes more than the other. I would probably say, but that's
oh,
fair?
Interesting. Is it a video game?
We'll find see. Out. Yeah. All right. So one's Tuesday, one's Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Disney, though, trailers ahoy, Mason. We should put in. I was thinking about when I set up that board and you can press the theme songs. I don't think we can use the Captain Pugwash trailers theme that somebody made because it'll get struck.
Oh yes,
somebody owns that.
Sure.
Some prick.
Yeah,
yeah.
His unruly son.
His unruly
Chad
son.
Chad Pugwash. Yes.
Chad Pugwash. Yeah.
You see him driving around in his Lamborghini, like with the top down, sunglasses on. He's always like, "I made this from Pugwash money, bitches." It's an air.
Pugwash is not. It's not good, is it?
The cartoon?
No, yes.
Surely not.
Mm.
No.
Anyway, Mulan trailer.
Well, what about Pugwall Summer? That was a good one.
His band was the Electric Oranges.
Okay.
You know I love a local reference, Mason, so I'm gonna side with Pugwash's Summer.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mulan trailer.
Yes.
So it's an all Chinese cast in an English spoken film from Disney, which is a remake of the Mulan animated movie, but it's also mostly based on the legend because they took out the Eddie Murphy dragon.
And Mushu.
People are freaking out, man.
Yeah. I mean, well. Do we know for sure that they've taken out?
I believe so, and they've also taken out the songs.
So this one isn't a musical.
No,
okay.
But I'd imagine they're going to use, because the songs, there's a couple of songs that are quite iconic from that. There's Reflections at the start when mm-hmm. Mulan's like, "When will my reflection reflect who I am?
Mm-hmm.
My sadness is in a reflection, and this pond that I'm skipping a stone in."
I feel they could just take that and then put that directly into the movie.
They can use that.
I mean, that worked perfectly well without music.
That's right.
Why not put some a cappella jams in there, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you can get me the rights to Captain Pugwash, the theme song, you can have that, Disney.
Cool.
All right? Yeah, but...
That would totally be... Oh. But how about this? Because I feel like fits the theme. As is rumored, as some people have said, that the Lion King is just kind of a slightly more dreary version of the original Lion King.
Yeah.
What if this one was just people attempting to break into song?
They never quite get
minutes,
there.
They never quite get there, and they're just like,
doesn't really. I wasn't really feeling it. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. So I can't quite get in key.
There's also I'll Make a Man Out of You, which is like a training montage.
Oh
line,
yes, I have seen
which
that.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I really like. So, but I think I'd imagine they're going to put that in. Over a training montage, like just maybe just an instrumental version.
Yeah,
I don't
care
about the dragon. I think the dragon never fit in that movie.
It's a teeny little dragon.
Yeah,
right?
And it's Eddie Murphy, and he's all like, "What's up? I'm a dragon. China time." Or whatever. You can put that in if you want.
Sure,
you can have that.
Uh-huh.
I never thought that. I thought that's one of the weakest elements of that movie.
Okay, so but going back to that, have Disney definitively said no dragon?
Yes, I believe so.
But maybe that's the
no.
Reveal.
I think it's because I think it's a more realistic take, and it's hard for when you remake these things because you remake the Lion King photorealistic, and people are like, why are you doing this? It's pointless.
Yeah, right.
At least
uh-huh.
do something different. But then you change stuff and people are like, but I like the dragon and I like the song, so...
Do you think she might look at a lizard at some point?
and
then be like...
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, imagine if this was a dragon.
And
I can't quite imagine
it. Yeah. Imagine the sage advice it could offer.
Can't think of anything else. Then it gets run over by something.
A cart,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but I am looking forward to Mulan because Mulan's a bloody cracking film.
Uh-huh.
And we'll probably do it for Caravan of Garbage. And I think you'll like it.
We'll see.
Yeah. There's some things I don't
like. You thought
like.
I'd like The Lion King.
We'll get, yeah.
All right.
There's. I thought you wouldn't hate The Lion King.
Okay, right. Uh-huh.
That's what I thought. There'd be an element of that story that you enjoyed.
All right. Uh-huh.
Anyway, that'll be later this week. Ah, oh, Mason, Bond's back, isn't he?
He is back.
It's Bond 25.
There's a lot of Bond news
mate,
this week.
Just up top, Christoph Waltz is apparently going to be back as Blofeld, Bond's brother. They grew up skiing together.
They sure did.
But
they were separated in a tragic skiing accident?
Or
and Blofeld always blames him for the
I
skiing accident?
I think they were joined by a skiing... Bond's parents died, didn't they?
Oh, do you think they were joined as Siamese twins and then they were separated in a
skiing accident?
Yeah,
that's right,
okay.
Exactly.
Or they were just two regular kids. They got on what they thought was a twin chairlift. But James Bond was like... We'll get in the twin chairlift. And then it separated slightly.
Mm.
And then they got back together at the top of the mountain. Blofeld's like, I'll never forgive you for this, Bond.
It was never the same, was it?
No, it's never the same. Yeah. I think they got to tweak that character.
The Blofeld one?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Scar the other side of his face? Just blind him in both eyes?
Yes, exactly.
Is that what you want?
No, just tweak him so he's more like the original Blofeld. I don't know what this weird familial... saga going on. Forget
I think
it.
It's already locked in.
I
don't think they're going to be like, but they weren't brothers.
No,
they didn't live together.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not technically brothers
because
Bond's parents died and he lived with them, and then maybe he was jealous because his father loved Bond more or something.
So I think that's basically the plot.
No, there's a poorly photoshopped picture in it or something. I can't
As someone
really...
who's seen all these movies a lot, the last couple really didn't make that much of an impact.
I didn't. I've only seen it the one time.
Okay.
Yeah. 2015's Spectre.
Exactly.
So there you go. And the other bit of news is that Lashana Lynch, who of course is she's Rambeau or Monica Rambeau?
She's Maria Rambeau.
Yeah,
so she's Captain Marvel's best friend in Captain Marvel.
Didn't know she was British, but she's she was.
Side note: didn't know that Millie Bobby Brown was also British.
Really?
Threw me for a loop.
She's good at the British accents, her regular accent, but also doing different accents.
Correct. Yes.
So the rumor is, but also bear in mind, this is from The Sun.
All right. So, Notorious Rag.
Come
right?
on, yeah. I mean, this could very well be true.
So the news is she is the new 007.
Yeah.
So she's not, for anybody panicking, she's not playing James Bond.
No.
She is, there's some set footage where we see Bond, he's in his I'm sad because the love of my life died outfit, which is like a grey t-shirt with holes in it and like some shorts, and he's looking sad on a boat.
Yeah.
So I think probably in the last one, he was probably going to get married to Madeleine Swann.
Yes.
Who was the woman who... might have been the woman he married in on Her Majesty's Secret Service who was then killed.
Yes.
So maybe in this movie either they've broken up or she's already been killed.
Yeah, right.
Like we don't know.
Well, I think she's in it. Lea Seydoux.
Okay, yeah. So maybe that footage is after she's been killed and he's like, I'm done with this life.
I'm going to go back and be 007. Whoa.
Yes.
It's already... I mean, I don't think you need... First of all, this might not be true, so people don't get upset too much. Secondly... James Bond may not be a code name. That is ongoing fan theory, which was debunked by Skyfall.
Yes.
But the 007 is a code name. There are 9 special secret agents.
There's more than 9.
There's more than 9, okay. Yeah. There was initially 9 and now there's fucking 1,000, all right? I don't know. All right, they're just giving them to anybody.
No, they go up in a way that upsets me. They go like 009 and then they go 0010. No, this is in the books.
There's Do like really?
They go up to like 0015.
Is there a 00?
I don't think so.
No?
No. But it's upset because, like, how do they fit that on the name, on, like, the ID badges?
Yeah.
How do they put that in the database?
Yeah.
I'm sure they were like, okay, it's like a Y2K situation.
Yeah.
Where they're like, okay, we've assigned another agent. 010? No, we can't. They've got to be 00 agents. Oh, we've got to refurbish this whole system.
Q, we need...
Can you help us?
Please, Q.
That's why the other one retired.
Stop making invisible cards.
Yes.
For the love of God.
Just fix the data. Fix the spreadsheet, mate. Please fix it. Anyway, so she's probably... It looks like, at least at the start of the movie, she's going to be the new 007.
Yes.
And then he's going to come back.
Yeah. Which also means if they're doing sequels to this, if they keep it in universe, she could play the new Bond in the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, or the new 007.
Yeah.
I don't...
she could be horribly killed. This could be just a mechanism to, like... insert a new character and then be like, well, now she's dead and you have to come back.
Yeah.
So,
and it's like, and she got killed with your wife or whatever. I don't know. What do you want?
Someone literally picked up your wife and beat her to death.
Yeah.
With your wife.
So, great or who cares or is this true or what? It's not upsetting to me if true in any form.
Okay. Right. No, I think it's fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there had to have been a 007 before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
We need to see more 00 agents.
I agree.
We saw 006 in GoldenEye. We saw 009 in Octopussy. And very occasionally they mention another one.
Yeah.
They're like, "There's 004's off on an assignment. Show us more. I want another 00 teammate."
I agree.
Yeah.
Alex Trevelyan.
Yes. Good memory.
Thank you. I played a lot of the video games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
That was a video game.
Yeah, I know.
The only other reference... that I recognized is in some of the set photos. He's driving the Aston Martin that he drove in as Timothy Dalton in The Living Daylights.
Okay.
It's the same one. I mean, it's not exactly the same. It is the same one in the sense that it's the same car. It's got the same license plates.
Yeah.
But also, that one blew up.
Yeah, but they're not in the same continuity, are they, Mason?
No,
it's not a code name.
His
father was in a ski accident.
That's so true.
He was always a James Bond because he went back to his manor.
Aston Martin Vantage is all I'm saying.
Yes,
it's great.
It's a reference and a callback. Like a torn grey t-shirt.
Yeah, is it going to have any cool lasers in the wheels? Probably not.
No. Do you want to do the Dalton Bonds for Caravan of Garbage? Because we've got to do something. And I've never seen them. And
that's
I've heard
true.
This, particularly the first one, is quite underrated.
Yeah, but they're not bad, are they?
No, I know. Like, I just want to kind of...
Okay.
I don't know. Is it worth looking at, though?
I think we should look at a Brosnan Bond. I think the Brosnan ones are...
Why, you've, mate? Why, you've why seen would all the, you... Yes, I have.
But you haven't rewatched them recently, right? We should watch Die Another Day. Yeah, it's a very good one.
It's got an invisible... I actually recently recommended that on Suggestible. The other podcast
Why?
That I do, because it was funny.
To your wife, yes. To trick her.
Well, we were talking about a show and who's the Bond woman that's not Halle Berry in that? Rosamund Pike.
Yes.
And we're talking about something Rosamund Pike was in and I said, well, I know Rosamund Pike from Die Another Day.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Speaking of British crap, Dexter Fletcher will be directing Sherlock Holmes 3, Game of Shadows 3.
Oh, okay. So this is the Downey one, the Robert Downey Jr. one. Okay, right.
Dexter Fletcher, you will know from directing, from fixing somewhat that Freddie Mercury movie.
Oh, yes.
Which is a bad film, I think. but he also, I actually saw this week, he also did Rocket Man, which is excellent.
There you go.
So I think he's a good director and this is a good choice.
He's also Soap in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and he's in Press Gang.
Press Gang, that's right. And also I once saw him at a market in London and I need to bring that up every time.
What was he buying? Give us more details every time.
And it was vague. I was like, that's fucking Dexter.
Okay, all right.
He was in Doom, I said to Claire. Okay,
but was he empty-handed or did he have like a plastic bag?
I want to say he had a reusable bag, but I don't.
I feel like the era you saw him in, he wouldn't have had a reusable bag.
I know, that's why. I think that's just a memory that I've
put in. Do you think maybe he was very progressive in it for his time?
He may have been.
Very forward-thinking.
I can imagine him being that kind of person. Yeah,
very cool. Maybe Britain's ahead of the curve with reusable bags.
They could very well be. Mm. If you know Dexter Fletcher...
Ask him.
Yeah.
Say. Or if you see him on the streets. If you see him, look, very, very occasionally people are very nice enough to go to a celebrity, a movie star or a TV star and say, hey, can you say grab that gem? And there's a compilation of those. They're very fun and it's always a thrill to see him.
Wasn't there a Howard the Duck one this week?
There might have. Yes.
I believe there was.
But if you see Dexter Fletcher, could you please ask him if he uses reusable bags?
And when?
Oh, and when did he start using reusable bags?
If it was 2008, then he would. Then I'll know.
Okay, cool. All right.
Mm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Or if you just know.
Yeah.
Or if you think you know, let us know on Twitter. Yes or no? Do you think you know if Dexter Fletcher uses reusable bags? Not if you know for sure. Not if he does or not.
Do you think you know?
Yes or no? That's the action item this week.
Excellent.
Yep.
Do you want to see Sherlock Holmes 3 game of...
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think they're more consistent than the Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock.
Well, because there's less.
I mean, there's fewer of them. I guess that's true, yeah.
I liked the second one, I remember, but I didn't remember liking the first one. Yeah. That movie's like 10 years old.
Yeah, right.
Because it came out the same year as Avatar, I think. Or before. I don't know. Spider-Man news.
Oh, yes.
If Spider-Man Far From Home makes under $1 billion, apparently it's in the contract that Sony gets him back.
Oh, I've heard this.
But there's some wrinkles in this contract.
Yes.
So,
it's £1 billion.
Yes.
Which is $17.
And that's done. So they've done really well.
It's a...
Because we bought tickets, didn't we?
That's true.
Actually, no. I went to a screening, but you bought a ticket.
That's true, I did.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But the idea is if Sony gets it, first of all, they'd be insane to give it back.
Second of all, krona is exponential. I was just going to say that's why.
Oh,
that's why 100 krona is $15.
Oh, I understand
and
that.
And a billion krona is $17.
That makes sense to me then. Yeah, it's on a... You're doing a curve, everybody.
Okay, first of all, you're saying...
Yeah, I can't... What was I saying? Yeah, if this makes under $1 billion, which it probably won't, Sony would be crazy to take this back.
Because what are they going to do? Make one of their own movies?
Exactly. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. But the other thing is, apparently in the contract, if Sony do get it back, nobody uses these characters, these versions. So this version of Peter Parker and the Vulture and...
Mysterio.
But whatever.
Yeah, right.
You just no one can use them. Nobody gets them. So that means Sony...
Giamatti's getting a call again.
That's right. He's back. So that means Sony have to bring in a new Spider-Man and whatever.
Yeah, right.
So Venom, I guess, technically, unless they fold it into the MCU, is still theirs.
Uh-huh.
And they could keep doing that. But even if this... I mean, it's already made like $850 million.
Uh-huh.
People like this version of Spider-Man and they like him in the MCU versions. And I think it does nothing but good things for Sony. I think they would be smart enough to know that it would be ridiculous if they...
Oh, absolutely. So I've heard conflicting things. I heard that... It's the combination of Far From Home and Homecoming that has to make $1 billion. I've heard.
All right.
Is it domestically plus? It's not just domestically, right? It's worldwide.
Yes, worldwide.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
I
okay.
Should.
Okay. Well, they're edging close, aren't they? Yeah.
But,
we're recording, right? Just FYI.
I don't know, man. Does it matter anymore?
No, it doesn't matter. No, I don't think so.
Do people even like this show?
I don't think so. No. Bring it back to the old days when nobody listened. You know?
Yeah. There's less stress, definitely. Because look how stressed we are now.
We're very stressed.
Mm. My stress is on a bell.
Oh, sorry.
My stress is on a bell curve, Mason.
Yes.
It goes up.
It goes all the way up to the middle.
Yeah.
And is that the middle of the podcast?
Yeah.
Once we get over the hump in the middle
then
of the
I'm
podcast.
Then I'm fine. And then it gets to a point of popularity where I'm like, well, I can say anything. I can do anything.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Unstoppable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say something now. Say something controversial
I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, right. Yeah. That's true.
So
you're right. They what are they going to do? Who are they going to get for the new Spider-Man? They're bad at everything. They're bad at casting.
Not everything.
They're bad at plots. They're bad at making movies.
They did a good Jumanji, didn't they?
I guess.
But like, a lot of their properties, like your Men in Blacks or whatever, they kind of do mediocre. Let me just look up Sony Picture Movies, like the big ones.
Yeah, right.
And see what we got going on. Okay, Goosebumps did well, but then the second one not as well.
So it's basically weird, supernaturally fantasy movies with Jack Black in them.
Yes.
That's what they do well.
That's what they do well.
Okay, right.
They did Once Upon a Time
Spider-Man, you Spider-Man's Jack Black.
Well, there was that MTV parody, do you remember?
Yeah, from like I remember, yeah.
With him and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Uh-huh.
That was a great era of putting actors in movies, wasn't it?
Sure was.
So, yeah. So, The Dog's Way Home, Escape Room, Holmes and Watson. Oof. But then he got Into the Spider-Verse, obviously. They could still go from that. The Girl in the Spider's Web. Alpha, which I think was about a boy who lives with a wolf or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sicario movies are good.
Okay.
Peter Rabbit, it's okay if you like James Corden. But then you look at like Blade Runner 2049. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do well. Flatliners, The Dark Tower, Emoji Movie.
It's a real mixed bag.
It really is. Mm. Inferno, which is another Dan Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks is stopping the Illuminati from stealing a picture of Jesus with a nuclear weapon in it, or whatever the fuck those movies are about.
That's what happened. Yeah, and it had that Paul Bettany paragliding scene. Paul Bettany paragliding priest scene.
Thinking of Ewan McGregor.
Whatever,
paragliding.
Oh, okay.
Paul Bettany scene.
Oh, Paul Bettany's... that's much more dignified, isn't it?
Well, Paul Bettany's the albino priest that whips himself or whatever.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway,
sorry, Ewan McGregor and Paul Bettany.
In other news of things, MCU stuff. Apparently,
I
Marvel.
Bet you Paul Bettany was listening to this,
and he was like, "I never parachute."
Yes. And Ewan McGregor was listening to this, and he's like, oh, "I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook for the paragliding priest scene." And then you corrected it, and he's like, "God." Damn it.
I remember at the start of that movie, they were like, well, we've a young priest with a helicopter license? I don't think so. And I'm like, that priest is 100% going to fly a helicopter in this fucking
sure.
movie.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll not hear of it.
Marvel.
A rabbi that can throw knives at a big spinning wooden board. That'll never come up at our local carnival later on. We won't need him to save the bloody rec centre, will we?
No.
Oh my God, he's done it. He's thrown knives all around that young woman.
What kind of rec centre carnival is this?
I don't know.
Try and hit the woman. Hit the woman on the spinning board.
No, you don't hit her.
Oh, don't hit the woman. Try not to. Here we go.
It's not a carnival game.
Isn't it?
No, it's a show.
Oh, it's a show.
It's a show.
It was like pop the balloons and
no.
whatever.
No, you don't kill the woman with the knives.
Okay.
Have you not seen that? They're all in Elvis movies.
I've seen it. I just thought the carnival you were talking about was step right up and try and hit a woman with a knife.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Shang-Chi, Marvel apparently looking for someone in their 20s and must be of Chinese descent to play the role.
So we're out.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate.
Because we're not 20 anymore.
Well, we're that or another age,
aren't
we?
We're a slightly different age to that. So we could squeeze in.
Yeah, so there's rumors that they want to get it done before this weekend so they can announce it at Comic-Con or whatever.
Oh, they want to finish casting by this weekend.
So. I'm sure they've got, if they are going to announce it, I'm sure they've got a bunch of people in mind that they could, they could go with. So yeah, good. That's a good idea for casting, I think.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Phil. Mm. Yeah. And in other news, there's some inactive Facebook pages which people think might be related to some reveals of soon of late.
Oh, so they acquire the page, or they sign up for the page, they sit on it. Okay. Yeah. How are we seeing these pages?
Some people can do coding and whatnot. Oh, yeah, nice. Some nerds.
Oh, yeah, it's nerds. The work of nerds. Some okay, nerd cool. Right, thanks, you know nerds. Yeah. I salute you, nerds. You've done it again.
We love you, nerds.
I mean, depending on what these results are.
Yeah. Dark Avengers?
Oh.
We salute you, nerds.
We salute you, nerds. You've done it again.
Young Avengers.
Salute you, nerds. Salute you, nerds. Good series. Good characters there.
Ironheart.
Cool. Salute you, nerds. Very good, nerds.
Good job. Black Widow.
We knew that already. We know it's fine.
You get a salute.
Tip of the fedora.
There we go. And Eternals.
Oh, we knew that one already.
But I don't think it's been announced. So we.
All right. So this has all just been.
Yeah.
Essentially, baseless rumors that the Eternals is happening.
Exactly. At this point, yeah, but it's pretty much happening.
Do you think there's ever been a movie?
Yeah, probably. There's been a few.
You're right on the money. Second point is: do you think there's ever been a movie that's been greenlit based, like the rumor mill has just swelled so much that they're like, should we make this? Like, what if they just, what if somebody was like, we've heard that Angelina Jolie is going to be in the Eternals. We've heard Kumail Nanjiani is going to be in the Eternals. Mm. We've heard that this guy's going to be in the Eternals. And they went,
that's not bad.
Should we make the Eternals? We got $200 million sitting around.
I think there is definitely examples of that, but I cannot think for the life of me think of one.
If you can think of one, yes or no, let us know on
Twitter. No, I want to know specifically what the one is.
Okay.
I know I'm going to think of like 10 when this is over. Because apparently they were thinking of actually doing another Crocodile Dundee based off that ad campaign.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which it should have been in the first place.
Oh, absolutely.
Because everyone knows where Australia is, all right? You can come here or you don't.
Australia, the arse end of the world.
That's right.
That's the slogan.
That's true, too. Mm. Remember when Jerry Seinfeld said Melbourne was the arsehole of the world because where it was situated? Like he came here and did stand up in the night. Yeah, it was very uncouth. And people were like, that's outrageous. And shut up, who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's like when Australia was on The Simpsons and people here were like, that's a stereotype and it's not. Yeah, it's a joke.
That's what they deal
with. It's not a real representation. I wish we had a prime minister that lived next door to me and just floated around in a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it'd be better than any of the prime ministers we've had lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we're talking about stuff. Dark Avengers. Let's talk about Dark Avengers.
Yes, well, so Norman Osborn, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe.
Who else is in that? Doesn't he run them normally?
The thing about the Dark Avengers is, I think it would a lot of them would have to be kind of a new team.
Yeah.
Like, because it's...
Yeah, I think they'd do a Zemo. Like, a Zemo would run a Dark Avengers.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, I mean, I guess it could be a combination of things. So the Dark Avengers in the comic books were when a lot of the heroes were on the run. And so Norman Osborn put together a team of...
This is the Civil War situation?
Yeah, so a lot of the characters were like the evil version of a real hero, or like, you know, a character who's connected to those heroes in some way.
Yeah.
But like with their version on, you know, the hero's costume on. So like
Wolverine
was taken over by his son.
Darkclaw? No.
Dacken. It's
Dacken, that's yeah, right. So yeah. Darkclaw's that Dacken, Batman one.
And I think... Bullseye was Hawkeye, and et cetera.
Does Wolverine's son have more claws than Wolverine? Like on one hand he's got 6 and the other one he's got 7?
If only. No, he's got 2 claws that come over the top.
Yeah.
He's got 1 that comes around the bottom.
Boo!
And they're curved.
That's way
worse. They're like hook claws, I know.
That's way worse and I hate it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think some of them are magical.
Yeah.
Like he got some magical metal put on them. So
okay.
But he doesn't have an adamantium skeleton, so he can just chop his head off.
What a loser.
I know, right?
So maybe they won't do Norman Osborn because then it's a Sony joint thing.
Well, I was going to say, hang on, I'm just going to look up the roster for the Dark Avengers.
What do you want me to do?
Just do nothing. Just,
I can sing that song from Milan again.
I was going to say, sing another song from Milan. Yeah.
Where's my dragon?
So, and the
dragon's not here.
So people would have seen the Iron Patriot in Iron Man 3.
Mm.
So that's in that movie... It's just it's just a suit built by AIM for the government. But in the Dark Avengers, that's Norman Osborn's suit, because he, formerly the Green Goblin, and he couldn't find, obviously, an Iron Man or a Captain America.
Mm.
So he just combined the two.
Yeah.
It's into like a suit of battle armor.
For America.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so he got Hawkeye, Bullseye's Hawkeye, Venom, the Scorpion version of Venom as Spider-Man, Dakin as Wolverine, some others. You know.
I feel like a lot of those they probably won't go with.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
We
don't have a Wolverine, exactly.
Son of Wolverine with magic cursed claws or whatever.
Yeah, we got Moonstone as... No, we got Superior as Captain Marvel, as Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel. So we could get that. We could get an evil version of her. But again, like, I feel like a lot of those are kind of... Yeah, like, it would be weird to be like, here's the X-Men.
Mm.
By the way, here's an evil version of Wolverine.
Yes,
that you're already in the Dark Avengers. So I think we need a new... I think it would have to be some sort of combination of...
Existing villains?
Yeah, or maybe like a combination of the Sinister Six and the Thunderbolts and the Dark Avengers. Like, I'm sure with the current roster of villains who haven't been killed or who might come back, I guess we could get a few and then kind of rebadge them as heroes. Maybe.
I could see it being run by General Ross.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because he's like, I'm a hologram, but I don't approve.
And also, I guess a lot of the villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the public doesn't really know they exist.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the...
You could chuck in the Abomination.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. As the Hulk. So perfect. There we go. Like, I mean, it's not like, again, the Scorpion and the Lizard and all those guys are running around the MCU and the public has seen them and they're on newspapers on the TV or whatever. Like, if they exist, people... And, you know, how many people saw the Vulture?
Yeah.
You just...
Like seven?
Exactly. Just bloody... Give him a little tweak.
Give him a tweak, yeah.
Give him a tweak.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
Paint the armor gold.
Yeah. Look wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Be like that big gold bird from City of Gold.
Yeah.
Remember that TV show?
Yes.
They rebooted it. Great theme song. Not as good, bear in mind, as the Defenders of the Earth theme song.
Defenders of the Earth. Defenders. Out of the sky, his rockets ignite. Gets into battle like faster than light.
Flash Gordon.
Lord of the jungle, the hero who stalks. The beasts call him brother, the gods to war.
Phantom!
Defenders of the Earth!
I bloody got you all.
Yes!
You thought I stopped doing it? I'll never stop.
Wow.
One more bit of news.
Yes.
It kind of ties into what we're talking about today. Power Rangers is being rebooted, says Dacre Montgomery, who played the Red Ranger. And
yes.
He plays Billy in... Stranger Things, seasons 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how the Power Rangers movie wasn't very good.
Oh, yeah.
But the cast was quite good.
Yeah. The Krispy Kreme product placement was very good.
That
because that's all I remember about that movie.
Don't you remember the monster was a big, gloopy gold situation?
No.
It was like, it was made of gold, and Rita was like, I've made a monster out of gloopy
gold.
Oh,
yeah. And I do remember
Goldar.
At the end. That's right. I do remember at the end the Power Ranger, the Megazord forms by accident. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
They all just fall together and sort of melt a bit, and then they become the Megazord.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
And then everybody's like, didn't know I could do that. Remember?
No. I remember the Zords and all that don't really look like animals.
Yeah.
Which I guess isn't that the point?
I feel it is, yes.
Yeah. I mean, back on the Voltron train lately, you know that, Mason.
The Voltrain.
It's a great show. The Voltrain. Anyway, I don't think...
I've been back on the Voltaren.
And
pain relief.
Very good.
No, not really.
But I liked that cast. Yeah. I can understand why they would want to make another one, but it's kind of... Because I can't remember her name. Naomi, someone, she played Jasmine recently. She's the big ranger. Like, it's a good cast.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. I don't care. Mm. So, there we go.
Oh, Dark Avengers had the Sentry in it, which is a character that I'd like to see. But don't introduce... But, I mean, I guess you could.
You could do a mix of existing ones and new ones.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's like the... I mean, he could be the, you know, the... He's powerful enough to take on Captain Marvel, so maybe that's, you know.
Do you think there's who do you think he'll be the one to say, what are we, some kind of Dark Avengers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's an ad time, and it's HelloFresh time. Not As in, we're going to cook a meal together. We'll do that later, Mason.
Oh, what if we did?
What if we did?
That would be probably bad for the company.
For the company or the podcast?
Both. Both
oh,
of those
interesting.
Things. It can be
okay.
For both things, yes.
But look, if you love delicious meals that you can cook on a podcast or not, preferably not, because what are you doing?
But what if your podcast's all about that?
Well,
go nuts.
Then, what are you doing? You're like, now I'm whisking an egg.
Yeah, it's theatre of the mind.
Theatre of the mind. Okay, sure. You know? Yeah, fair enough. Okay, wherever you decide to cook your meals, Mason, HelloFresh is a delicious way that you can do this at home, regardless of your comfort in the kitchen. You can follow step-by-step recipes to pre-measured ingredients, so you'll have everything you need to get a wow-worthy dinner at the table in just 30 minutes.
I love the idea of that pre-measured ingredient.
It's the best
very good
element of it.
Because I think, as we mentioned, anytime I cook anything, either not enough.
Yeah.
Or 7 weeks worth.
Exactly.
I'm like, how am I going to eat this?
And you buy some one bit of a weird ingredient and you're like, I'll never need this
exactly.
Outside of this recipe.
Yeah.
But you get a little bloody sachet, mate. Don't worry. That's all you'll bloody
need.
Very nice. So yeah, all of them take about 30 minutes. There's something for everybody from family recipes to calorie smart to vegetarian and fun menu series like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers.
I love a Kraft Burger, let me tell you.
I know, you're not wrong.
Can we just pause momentarily?
Sure.
Just think about having a Kraft Burger. Yum, yum, yum. All right, continue.
You can also easily change your delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need. So you're not going to be locked in to anything.
You're not going on vacation and then a bunch of boxes pile up at your door.
Exactly.
And crows attack them.
Speaking of, when they do arrive at your door, they're in containers that keep them cool. So if you're at work and you're worried that, like, these are going to spoil on my balcony or whatever, they will not spoil on your balcony.
Exactly. Your dumb houseplants are going to spoil on your balcony.
That's,
that's what's going to spoil on your balcony. HelloFresh, don't even worry about
Don't even worry about it. So, yeah, so you don't have to be there for the delivery. They'll drop in at the door. Mason, do you love a schnitzel?
Yes.
Do you love a pork schnitzel and apple parmesan salad? With smoky aioli.
I love all that
stuff. That's a great meal because I've had that meal and it's a bloody good meal, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Whipped that up in 30 minutes or less, did you?
Easily. I did.
That's handy.
So, yeah, look,
love
we also...
Love a schnitty.
What's what?
Love a schnitty.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Thank you. Do we have time for me to contemplate eating
We've
a schnitty?
We've got time, Mason.
Okay, hang on. Ooh, yum, yum, yum.
This is a pretty good deal, so get ready for this. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh.
Did you say $80?
Yes.
Not $18.
$80
off.
Zero. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet80 and enter WeeklyPlanet80, all one word. That's $80 off at HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet80 and enter WeeklyPlanet80. That's 80, by the way. So
yes.
WeeklyPlanet 80. Just so we're clear. It's linked below anyway. By the way, by doing that, it's like receiving 8 meals for free.
Oh.
Which is incredible. By all standards.
How many schnitties and Kraft Burgers could I get for that?
That's a very good question.
Isn't it,
and
though?
We'll do the math off air because it will take you too long, mate.
So long. Wait, can I just contemplate how long it'll take me to do the maths? Oh, no. Too much time.
I'm in the show. It's Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
It's been out for a week or so.
That's true.
Everyone's seen it, I assume.
We've watched Stranger Things.
When are we going to do non-spoilers and spoilers still, though?
Sure, let's do it.
Because some people want to watch a Stranger Things,
I think so, too.
Don't they?
Yeah, and some people are like, should I bother with Stranger Things Season 3? I've seen one. Mm. I've seen two. Two is a bit rocky. Should I watch three?
I would say very much so.
I think you should watch three. I think three is good.
And you know what?
Yes.
People might be like, well, why should I watch it? Because I don't even know what the story was. But you'd be able to... you'd be able to tell them, wouldn't you?
No. All
you'd
right,
be able
on.
To tell them.
All right, hang on. So...
It's the 80s. That's
where
you start.
It's the 80s. All right, here we go. It's the 80s. Things are happening.
Yeah. Big malls.
I was going to say big malls. Big pianos.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but malls are happening.
Malls
building,
are happening.
Building up a mall in Hawkins, the town of Hawkins.
That's right.
They closed the gate last time. Remember, there was a big gate.
I remember.
Not the gate to the mall, but a dimensional gate.
Yeah.
They closed it. They're like,
no monsters getting through this place.
Closed gate.
Let's build a mall.
On top of
the gate
pretty close to where the gate is.
Yeah.
No harm done there.
Direct vicinity.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. But.
Trouble.
How so?
You know, monsters and
that. Monsters and
monsters
dimensions.
Monsters and that. Dimensions,
and
Russians. Yeah.
Yeah.
Telekinesis.
Yep.
Bleeding from the nose.
But also growing up.
Growing up.
And the 80s.
Oh.
It doesn't, it's, I know it's like, it's set in the 80s and there's 80s references, but it's really not like, it's the fucking 80s.
I feel like season two was leaning quite heavily on that. You know, it was like, look, everybody's in a Ghostbusters outfit.
Yeah.
Every single person in this show is wearing the Ghostbusters outfit.
The school uniform is the Ghostbusters outfit. Mm-hmm. The police uniform is the Ghostbusters outfit.
Yeah.
So.
Ghostbusters outfit though. school uniform. Sexy.
That's right. Yeah, I the weakest part of season two for me was that Eleven goes off and meets the X-Men or whatever.
Oh, see, I think maybe I said it at the time, but I feel that was a valiant effort.
Yes.
You know?
But I don't care about those people.
Right. You don't care about 1 through 7 and 9 and 10?
No.
Okay.
Do you? Name any of them. That,
8.
Not their numbers.
No, absolutely not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, yeah.
They didn't give it any time to flesh them out. We got one episode.
Exactly.
You know?
That's exactly right. So, but this one, though, I think there's some real... I think it's probably a little slow to start with.
Yeah.
To kind of get going because you reintroduce the characters. But I think it's probably... might be my favorite season?
I think so,
I don't
too,
know.
Yeah.
But I really liked one as well, though, obviously. But, yeah.
I think this leans less heavily on the imagery of the 80s and the sounds of the 80s, but more on like the tropes of things that happened in 80s movies and 80s TV shows.
Like if a character that looks like the Terminator?
I was going to say a character that looks like a Terminator. We got a shopping montage.
Yes.
We got a bloody running through the mall. We got a bloody relationship misunderstanding that could have been solved if anybody had a conversation for 5 seconds.
Correct.
You know, which I feel like in a show now, I'd be like, oh my God, just have a conversation.
Yeah.
Can you just talk
say
to one another
to
and this will fix it? But I'm like,
it's
what
the
happened?
80s.
This TV show. It feels more like a TV show from the 80s, you know?
And The Thing.
And The Thing, yeah.
And Body Snatchers and whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know what this did remind me of?
What's that?
There's a period in a person's life, depending on, you know, what
kind of life.
You talking
about puberty?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But, you know, there's that period between... There's like you're not interested in the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're up to. That's fine.
Yeah.
Mason doesn't approve. I'm cool with it. All right. Is that cool? Can I speak for you on that?
I'd rather you didn't.
But there is that point where you start to notice other people in that way, and then the relationships change, and it's kind of this awkward kind of shifting of the dynamic, and all of a sudden you're not like kids hitting each other with sticks in the woods or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's this other element. And, you know, action figures and whatever kind of get put aside. And it's this painful, awkward.
Some kids move into the new stage quickly and some kids are kind of left behind and are still playing with action figures
exactly,
and whatever,
yeah.
you know. And then and the kind of relationships split and go in different ways.
And it's a
terrible
time.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And I think that this is a
this
good representation
that,
of that. Yeah.
So, because, you know, because there is that Eleven's dating
Mike.
Finn Wolfhard, whatever his
name
is.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that they would be in a relationship in real life other than the fact that, like, he found her in the woods and she lived in a lab for 10 years. Like, I do not believe that they would. That's the only reason I could see that she would like him.
Right.
Because
he's thoroughly annoying?
Yeah, he's thoroughly annoying, exactly.
Yeah,
and she's got superpowers.
That's true.
Yeah. Is that just me?
But again, kids. They
kids,
don't know
yeah,
nothing.
Exactly, yeah. But I like that, you know, where she gets the friend and they go out and do shopping and she, you know, and then she's like, wait a minute, he's a bit, you know, some of the shit he says is a bit bloody ordinary, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. But then they figure it out, I guess, don't they? Because they talk.
Yes.
And that's important too.
That is important.
What's his name's? David Harbour's good, isn't he?
I agree, yes. Yeah, he's good. I'm looking forward to him being... In the inevitable Hellboy sequel, obviously.
Yes. Oh,
Hellboyverse.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a shame about that, isn't it?
And probably The Thing.
And probably...
But yeah, he's good. He very much represents this kind of... man, like it is also that era where you still have to be a manly man.
Yeah.
But he's struggling with a lot of emotions and he's got a new daughter.
Yeah.
You know, and he's trying to replace his old daughter in a way and...
But she's growing up and he's, and kind of pulling away from him and
he's
a drunk.
He's a drunk, he's acting out and he's kind of, you know, he's clearly in Vietnam and it messed him up.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of put himself again in a position of power and authority and he's not doing well. I think it all works together. And he's, you know, Winona Ryder's character's there.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
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 I saw some things about him that, like, you know, he's not a good guy. He's a terrible guy. And I'm like, yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, but he's not supposed to be a perfect character.
No, exactly.
And that's what I like about him. Yeah.
And it's weird that the assumption about a lot of TV shows and movies is if there's a main character, you have to aspire to be that character or that.
Yeah.
That character represents a character that represents something that you should be, or you should put on a pedestal and think is a good character. You don't have they can be terrible characters.
They can have
qualities that you like.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot to like about the character.
Yeah.
You know, he's willing to do anything for what he believes in to some extent.
Yeah, exactly. He's a man with flaws doing his best.
His best, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Billy, a man with flaws, a demon.
Number one, his mustache. His biggest flaw.
He's Australian?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Billy's, I guess this is a minor spoiler, but it happens pretty early. He becomes like a host of the thing from the other upside down dimension whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then he's recruiting and doing all sorts of
leaflet drops
and such and so forth. Mm-hmm. Pyramid schemes. It's the 80s.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, handing stuff out at the mall.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that. I like that character as a villain. I also like how... Because
he's been a villain as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a bully. And now he's sort of become this, this unwitting monster as well.
Exactly.
Which is cool.
I like the way they split up the teams in it. So they've got the people going after the Russian signals, which is Destin and
Steve,
who's great.
Yep.
He's so terrific.
And Robin, who is a new character, I think, who is...
the daughter of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
But if you said that's Winona Ryder's daughter, I would have been like, of course she
probably,
is.
Probably, yeah. With Ethan Hawke, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Reality Bites, baby.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And Erica, who is...
Yeah. What's his name's sister? She's terrific.
Yes, exactly.
She's so funny.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Luther Lionel.
Yeah,
starts
sure.
with an L.
Luther Lionel.
No, I'm going to look it up because it's...
So we've got that. We've got the Russian signal team. We've got Winona Ryder's... We've got Winona Ryder's My Magnets Have Fallen Off My Fridge team.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got...
Mrs. Magnets.
That's right. And we've got the people working in the newspaper and people are eating manure team.
Yes, for sure, yep.
Uh-huh. So we've got your three teams that are doing different missions. And I think all of those missions are interesting. So whenever you cut from one...
Lucas!
Yes, there we go.
Whenever
you cut from one to the other,
yep,
it's not like, oh, not this storyline.
That's true,
they're all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
they've all got their parts to play and it all kind of coalesces at the end, which I think is pretty cool.
I agree.
Yeah. And there's some unexpected pairings and unexpected moments. What I enjoy about this universe, I guess, enough.
Jake Busey.
Oh, yeah. Just that's so 80s. We need a guy who looks like Gary Busey to be insane.
Yeah.
Jake Busey?
Is he busy? Well, he's doing the Predator.
He's certainly not busy. He's definitely Busey, though.
Yes.
But I was going to say, I like that the characters are fleshed out enough that you can just put unusual pairings together.
Yeah.
And they all work. It's like the Marvel Universe where you can just throw Doctor Strange and the Punisher together.
Exactly.
See what happens kind of thing.
Guns and magic and sparks
fly.
Absolutely. The monster in this, it's something that's kind of trapped in a dimension. Or is it... should we do spoilers?
If you're expecting anything... Yeah, let's do spoilers. Yeah. If you're expecting other than... a monster from another dimension, you're going to be let down. But I'm going to say best series ever.
I'm going to say best movie ever.
Oh!
Because, Mason, it looks like a movie
so much like a movie.
That goopy monster looks good. When, like, a... Spoilers. When,
do we have anything more? Do we have anything non-spoilery left to say?
I think we can just say it in whatevs.
Okay.
I think if you're a fan...
You've probably watched it already.
But or if you... I think you could probably skip season two.
Maybe. I mean...
I guess there's... What's his name's character? The guy from The Hobbit, Sean Astin's character.
Oh, yes.
Bob was his name?
It was Bob, I think, yes. Yeah, he died.
That element of it, yeah. But, you know, they get you up to speed on that, don't they?
That's true.
So the monster looks incredible. And the goop, you know when like a rat explodes into goop and then like, God, that goop looks good, doesn't it?
It looks great.
This is some TV CGI goop, but it looks incredible.
Yeah.
And the monster...
I haven't seen goop that good since the bloody...
Gwyneth Paltrow's goop website.
Correct. That's exactly where I was going with that. I was trying to think of some sort of weird stone egg that you put inside yourself.
Yeah, it's about as bloody healthy as a bloody goop website, Mason. Mm-hmm. Gotta... Mm-hmm. She sells crap to idiots, Mason.
Yes.
So, the monster, I was a bit kind of like, it's a monster again. That I didn't think was...
Yeah, I mean, it's the Mind Flayer again.
Yeah.
But in this instance, but what I did like is that it sort of manifested...
Differently.
Yeah. Like it had its remaining vestiges of its spirit or whatever
yeah.
was like, what can I do in this dimension?
Yeah, and with what I've got.
With what I've got. And it's like, well, build, turn people into goop and then make a goop monster out of it.
Does that mean that in the other, it's still in the other dimension? Like part of it?
It seems like most of it is still in the other dimension. Yeah,
that's what I got from it. My understanding of it was, but it's been explained differently from the cast, was that when the gate, because at the end they close the gate and the monster dies, I thought it was like Wi-Fiing through to itself.
Oh, like passing information
through. Yeah, that's right. and control. And then when the gate closed, it died. But the way that it was explained by some of the cast was Billy was the main host. And when it kills Billy, it pretty much kills itself and dies. And that also coincides with the gate closing. How did you interpret any of those things that I said?
I think that does wrap it up, again, kind of in a Ghostbusters kind of way.
Mm.
Like if you kill the host, that ends it. But I'm fully... Because again, like I feel like this does strongly set up a lot of elements for another season.
Yeah.
Again, which is pretty rare for Netflix. So go Netflix.
This is their biggest show, I guess.
Yeah, right? That's true. Yeah.
Or one of.
But why not both? I mean, you can be like, okay, well, it does die, but in its death throes, it's sending everything it's learned in the last, you know, in this last time period to the original Mind Flayer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like, you know, if you break that thing apart, maybe each of it has a separate consciousness.
Sure.
You know,
okay.
I
mean? Yeah.
So, you know, I would fully expect if it reemerges in Stranger Things 4, and it will, that that it's going to know everything that happened in the previous,
right.
In this current season. Yeah.
So it's not like a Tom Marvolo Riddle situation where it's trapped in a diary, but the original Voldemort doesn't know the things that the diary Tom Riddle did.
I mean, it's definitely trapped in a diary.
Is it?
Yeah.
A goop diary?
Yes.
You open it and you go, this diary's too weird. I don't like it.
Yep.
And I won't write my feelings in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that early on you kind of get a hint that Billy has some control over it. Because you know when he's gonna sleep with what's his name's mum, whatever.
Oh yes,
and then
Mrs. Wheeler.
Yeah, Mrs. Wheeler, and when she's like, "I'm sorry, I didn't turn up to have sex with you or whatever," and then he imagines like cracking her head.
Uh huh.
But then he doesn't.
Yes.
So at that point, I'm like, well, he must have some.
Yeah.
Because he kind of chose his hosts.
Yeah.
To to some extent.
Like I thought that represented his struggle.
Okay, right. Like early on.
Yeah, before it took hold completely.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
Mm.
Well, we've both interpreted things.
Yes.
And that's okay. Yes. The other reason I think it's a weird Wi-Fi monster from the other dimension is that Eleven's powers don't work at the end, and I wonder whether that's a result of the rip closing.
Yeah,
and
right.
So she can't draw on the energies of that other dimension.
Oh,
or do you
I
think
see.
That's that she, her head is broken?
That is a good question. What in the first season of Stranger Things,
yeah,
she has her powers first and then they use it to open the dimensional gate, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Okay, right.
So do you think that, yeah, so you think it's more her head doesn't work?
I think it's that one, yes.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
But again, they could write it however they want, couldn't they? They could be like, well, there was residual energy coming through and that's how you got your powers and then you open the gate and then now it's closed, you don't have your powers anymore.
Where's the other numbers or whatever?
Exactly. Bring them back. What do they have? Are they useful? What are they good for?
I can't remember. Can they flip vans and stuff? Probably.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. I thought Hopper's death.
Yes.
Death.
First of all, one's dead in this series, except for all the people that were turned to goo.
Yes, that's true. I loved that that Terminator character.
Russian. Grigory.
He looks so much like Arnold.
I was going to say,
the haircut, the Terminator 1 kind of jacket.
Yep.
One point he shoots him many times and he gets up because he's wearing the Kevlar vest,
yeah,
which is what they think the Terminator's wearing in the original Terminator.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm, like the accent. I know he's not Austrian or whatever, but...
Close enough.
It'll do, won't it?
It absolutely will.
Yeah, that's a good kind of match for Hopper because he's a giant man, but he's not very fit, is he?
And he's sort of, you know, he can deal with... As we see throughout the series, he can sort of deal with a regular person quite easily. He can throw the mayor around... You know, if necessary.
What do you think of Carrie Elves?
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun again, the 80s. You know?
British.
Yeah.
And he's British.
Oh!
Do you think they should do another Princess Bride?
No. Leave it as is.
Do you think they should do another Princess Diaries?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they should do another Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which one? Roger Carules?
Yes.
Or did they already do that one?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Ask me another thing.
I don't have any other questions.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the winner in this scenario.
So Hopper's death was I liked, but you know you don't see his body get
vaporized
or whatever.
Yeah.
But the letter that he wrote to Eleven was really good.
Yeah,
like that
exactly,
was a really
yeah.
good moment. And uh-huh. she's such a good actor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way that, you know, because you just got to sit there and cry. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true, yeah.
Like, when you're thinking about it like that,
that's true,
very difficult. But that was a really good, and it was very kind of him and funny. And at the end, it's like, just close the, keep the goddamn door open. You know what I mean? It was a good...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a good send-off to this character that's not really dead.
No, he's absolutely not. Because the scene at the end where they say they're feeding the Russians are
the
feeding
Demogorgon.
They're feeding prisoners to the Demogorgon, and one of them says not the American, right?
Mm.
So he's the American, surely. Unless there's another American we're forgetting about.
Do you think there's another American?
No, I think he's the only one. I mean, everybody else in this is British, apparently.
That's
so
that's true. So
yeah, so he's
alive. Definitely still alive. So I just wonder though, do you reckon he jumped into the rift to escape the explosion, and they got him out of the rift at the other side of the in Russia or something?
Oh, maybe.
Or do you think he just dropped down into the gantry? And...
well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, we don't know what state he's in.
Yeah.
He might be all scarred up.
That's true.
He might be a villain in the next season.
He's probably fine.
Yeah, he's probably.
You know, he's probably in some turmoil, but then he's probably okay.
I think that's
now. Probably... There's a number that you can reach, which is the. You know, the scientist guy from this, from the...
Alexei?
Yeah. Not him, the American guy. Is he Alexei?
Who? No, that's the Russian guy who demands Slurpees.
That's Alexei.
Yes.
No, so I'm talking about the other guy.
Yes.
What his name is.
Yep, uh-huh.
The bald guy with the beard.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He's in things, isn't he?
He's in things, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Murray.
There we
Murray
go.
Bauman. So, guys, so apparently if you call this number, it says something like, hi, you've reached the residence of Murray. If this is Joyce, thank you for calling. I've been trying to reach you. I have an update. It's about, well, it's probably best if we speak in person. It's not good or bad, but it's something.
So you can call in America, or presumably if you want to dial out, you can call this number and you get that message.
Something like that.
That's so the
80s. It's so the 80s.
That's so the 80s.
And it costs you $5 a minute or whatever.
That's so the
80s. That's so the 80s. So he's definitely coming back, isn't he?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So they're adding to the roster of kids every season. But I feel like
when are they going to thin the herd of kids? When are they going to kill some kids on that show?
They're going to have to kill some kids, man.
When are they going to kill some kids, Transformers the movie style?
Yes.
Where it's like, we had the old seasons of kids. We're sick of the kids.
You bought all the kids.
Shoot them in the head. Shoot all the kids in the head. Now we just want the new kids.
That's the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah. So
bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang. I'm with you. I'm 100%. They've got to kill some of them though, right?
I guess. Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Kill the Finn Wolfhard kid.
Oh, yeah, kill him, finally. Yep, good. Well, look, if you want Eleven to get her powers back, I think the tropiest way to do that is probably kill the love interest. And then she's like, no,
my powers
are back, you know. So.
And it would hurt, but you kill Steve would probably be pretty effective.
Yeah. I also feel like Finn Wolfhard, the actor, like all his... What's interesting, I think, about the kids... is that obviously they have to be nerds on the show, but I think they're kind of, in real life, they're kind of trying to break out of the nerdy stereotypes. And
well, too bad.
Yeah,
nerds.
I was going to say. So I think probably at least a couple of them won't want to be depicted as these characters anymore kind of thing.
Well,
like their bowl cuts.
It's too late.
It is too late, isn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know. Mm.
Yeah.
So some of them will have to leave eventually or go to college. I mean, they did split the characters up.
Yeah. They're still most of them are pretty young. The oldest one is, I've forgotten the name already, the one who's got the sister. I think he's like 17.
Yep.
And he's the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
But you could kill Nancy's boyfriend, whatever his name is.
John?
Yeah, you kill him. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, you could kill him.
You could kill him, sure. Yeah,
that's fine. He's in X-Men Ghost School, so you could kill him to coincide with him doing all the press tours for that.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Who else could you kill?
Winona Ryder?
No.
Nah.
She's the moral center of the show.
The mayor.
Yeah, kill him. You could bring Jake Busey back and kill him again, but
that's
in a
true.
Different way.
Yeah, you got to kill one of the kids.
I think you got to kill one of the kids.
But then you can bring back one of the kids. You can also bring him back whenever.
Well, that's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The good thing is, like, because they cast him so young, they've still got a few years in them. It's not like they're
that's
all
true,
22
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Mm. How do you feel season 4 is going to go?
I don't know. I hope they start borrowing from other 80s movies.
I think they might. You know why?
Yeah.
Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they said at the end, hey, let's catch up. I think it was like, let's catch up on the holidays or let's catch up. We'll see each other at Christmas time or something like that. So then you can do like Gremlins.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can do other things. The Thing.
The Critters? What's the other Gremlin? What's that Gremlins knockoff?
Oh,
Cripplers?
Not Cripplers. That's fun, though.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There's another one.
Yes. No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Creepers?
Something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, because I think this one, you know, because the way they kind of lead it to, you know, like it's more action movie in this.
Yeah,
and kind of Red Dawn and
yeah, it really that kind is, of,
and
yeah.
the Terminator. So
I'm
I
glad
think
the Russians are back of villains.
Yeah, good
on TV and in real life.
Finally, yeah. uh-huh. finally. Mm-hmm. We're lacking a pretty good villain of late, weren't we?
I agree.
Yeah, both on TV and in real life. So there you go.
Okay, I'm looking at a Letterboxd page, a comprehensive list of Gremlins ripoffs.
Here we
so
go.
So let me know. If it's the one you're thinking of.
Okay.
Well, there was Critters, obviously.
I think it's Critters.
There's also Ghoulies.
Ah, it might, yeah,
there's
Ghoulies, yeah.
monster coming out of the toilet
I
there.
I know that one.
There's Spookies.
Don't know that one.
No, I don't know that one. Troll.
Yep.
Ghoulies 2.
Not really.
Munchies. That looks more like a, that's got the classic
Isn't that
80s.
A food?
No, yeah, well, of course it is, but it's a classic, like, monster, you know that...
Oh,
you know that,
looking up a skirt.
Look, you know that trope, that movie poster trope from the 80s, which is like a lady's shapely legs, you know, coming down, and then somebody looking up the skirt? Yeah, that's
funny.
It is funny. Hobgoblins.
Huh.
Spaced Invaders.
Spaced Invaders.
Yes. And then a series of Ghoulies sequels. And Hobgoblins too. Oh, Hobgoblins 2, don't say we didn't warn you.
Are they doing a Gremlins prequel animated something?
Maybe.
At the moment or something?
Yeah, with the origins of Gizmo. I think
Great.
So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, you're thinking of Critters. Or possibly Ghoulies.
It doesn't matter what I was thinking of or what I've ever thought. Is that all we need?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would like to see more 80s.
More 80s stuff.
Do you want it to wildly change genre? I guess because
I don't think you need to.
Does Grigory as the Terminator character get a pass because the first Terminator was kind of a horror movie? Or do you think
maybe
just
maybe? But then the Red Dawn isn't a horror movie, and
and
there was also a bit of like what's the one where Matthew Broderick plays chess with a computer or whatever?
War Games.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that, I guess.
That's true. Yeah. You're right. Mm. You're right. Yeah.
Looking for a signal. You know what I mean? They're looking
absolutely.
For a signal, and
absolutely.
I found it, didn't I?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of like the Russians running the mall doing the whatever.
That's
so 80s.
Isn't it weird that like I feel like by the second one, I'm like, God, if there's more 80s tropes in this season, I'm not going to enjoy this.
But the 80s
I really
was 10
this.
Years long, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of
also,
stuff.
Also, the secret, the girlfriend at camp that nobody believes existed.
Yes, absolutely. Did you enjoy the Neverending Story
a
song?
A little bit, yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that everything?
I think that's everything.
Then let's do what we're reading.
Oh, what we're going to read.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today?
What are you reading, mate? Oh, I watched Booksmart.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good, I hear.
It's good. I mean, it's kind of... I'm not sure who it's for.
It's for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Why haven't you watched it yet?
I'm busy.
Holding out. You want to play hard to get.
They're trying too hard, Mason.
Yeah, for
they're
sure.
They're trying too hard to get me.
Yeah. Because it's got, maybe it's for like people who have just graduated high school.
Because people like it's super bad, but chicks.
Yeah,
but it's
right.
more than that though, isn't it?
I think it's smarter than super bad.
I watched super bad the other week. It's very funny.
Yeah. This movie's very frenetic. It's very kind of like, it's very loud and frenetic and like, there's no, the idea is it's basically two nerdy girls who,
One is actually Jonah Hill's sister in real life.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The one who looks more like Jonah Hill, I guess.
Cool. Nice.
I don't know their
names. No, that's right. So basically, they were two nerds who excelled academically, and they think they're on the fast track because they think they're going to.
They did all the extracurriculars.
They're going on the fast track to, you know, college and career or whatever, and then they discover that all the drop, you know, the deadbeats in the school are also going to be doing great.
Yeah.
And they partied.
Yes,
you know,
right.
they're also going to Yale and Harvard and whatever, but they also had an amazing time. So they want to pack. Well, one of them wants to, and the other one is very reluctantly dragged into trying to pack like a year's worth of partying. Or just they want to into the last night of school. Like we're gonna say we partied and we studied kind of thing. And it's kind of it's fun. It's
okay.
Like it's a sort of a non-stop fun ride.
Did you enjoy it more than Superbad?
Well, I don't know because I haven't seen Superbad in a while.
So no.
Yeah. Superbad felt they feel like real teens, right, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys feel like I would say these if I knew any teens at this point, I'm like, this is probably what modern...
This is probably teens.
It feels like how teens would be nowadays. So
okay, fair enough.
It's good fun. Yeah. I liked it.
Because I know Superbad was written, you know, Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen wrote it when they were at school.
And the two main characters were meant to be them, and then they aged out of it.
He aged out of it, yeah.
So they became the cops, cool.
Evan Goldberg, I think, is just a writer. I read Star Wars 68, and you might be like, why would you start at Star Wars 68 and not Star Wars 69?
I was going to say, why wouldn't you wait for the next issue? Yeah. What are you thinking?
Because it's got a new team on it. Greg Pak and Phil Noto, who did the art on a Poe Dameron comic, which is the art I quite like.
Oh, yes.
So they're a new creative team, and they're kicking off a brand new storyline. And it starts off with... they do some unlikely pairings and
they
do some missions or whatever.
So this,
it's still Han and Leia as one of the.
Well, I was going to say. But, so dial it back for a second.
Yes.
Have you read everything up to this issue?
Yes. So in 2015.
And you've probably mentioned this before, but when is this set? This is set in between.
In between the first two Star Wars movies, or the 4 and 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I
know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I didn't love the run. I think there's some good stuff in it, but I like this creative team. And the first issue, I quite enjoyed. So I thought if you like Star Wars, which I know you do,
I do.
And we all do at theweeklyplanet.org. Then please,
is that taken? I think you have to get it now.
It is. I don't want it.
Okay.
Put whatever you want there.
Oh no.
So, yeah, I think it might be a good jumping off point. And it's also the art is less of. I see you've just traced the face from the movie in that particular scene.
Okay,
I found a lot of the old art was like, I know that
image
because I know it because I've seen the movie a thousand times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's more stylized slightly, which I like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Oh, that's about it, I think. Hang on. Have I read anything?
Have you?
No, never would.
Do you reckon this looks like a pipe or a...
Yes.
Thank you. Claire bought me a new drink bottle.
Yes.
It's a great drink bottle. It's got three nozzles for drinking at the end.
Oh, for your three mouth holes.
My three mouth holes.
So because you've always demanded you want to drink through your mouth and through both your nostrils.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want to clear out the nostrils while you drink.
That's right. And
you're like, there's got to be a better way.
And there is this. But look, it's got three tiers.
Oh, I see.
But the big flow on it, it's not enough.
I've got three tiers because this segment's so bloody boring. I'm talking about a bloody drink bottle.
What I'm saying is it's better. It's more effective if you just take the lid off and drink it like this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Wow. What'd be recommending
that? Look at the size of this, though, drink bottle. It's like a liter and a half here.
Yeah, I get it.
That's plenty of water for me, Mason. I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to brag.
It's not a brag, but all right.
That's a bit of a brag. I'm a bit proud.
Yeah, good. Good for you.
Anyway, letters?
Let's do some letters. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Another here right now, we're going to do letters.
Mason, look how crisp and clean my phone screen is.
Crisp and clean?
Do you remember because I smashed it to shit a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
$75 for a new phone screen and it's better than ever. I should just do it every year anyway, just get a new one. It's incredible.
You should smash your phone screen on your own head because of how boring this segment is. We don't want to hear about your phone screen.
When my son was in hospital with the flu and various other ailments related to the flu,
yes,
I told you this, didn't I, how I smashed my phone?
Yeah.
Do people care about this?
Maybe. Well,
I'm in the story already, aren't I? But you know how the TVs hang down from the ceilings?
Yes.
I only had the cable. I didn't have the wall cable, but I had a USB charger.
So you're like, I'll steal the hospital's electricity through their television.
Easy done. I don't give
they
a
don't
shit.
Want us to steal electricity because maybe it's taking electricity from a life support machine, but I don't care.
Well, funnily
I'm going to cheese it from the bloody television.
Because it was 3 a.m, my phone was about to die, and I'm like, I'm the only one here, and if I need to call anybody, I'll need my phone. Uh-huh. The first thing I plugged it into was like one of those weird beeping life support systems. I'm like, this will be fine. And I plugged it in, and it just fucking don't do it.
Because it needs all the electricity for that. Yeah. What are you in the movie Airplane? What are you doing?
I know.
You're like there. You're like,
I've been awake for like 2 days.
You plug it in your phone to this thing, and then behind you can see like everything's beeping and like all these nurses are running in and they're doing CPR on some dude. You're in a Naked Gun movie.
So, and anyway, you know how there's like TVs hanging from the ceiling?
Yes.
I plugged it into that and I sat the phone on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that'll be fine there. Like 9 feet in the air.
Yes.
And then I turned on the TV, but when the phone starts charging, it vibrates and then it dropped and hit the ground and smashed. And I'm like, of course it did. Why would I? I should have just left it plugged into that weird machine.
Yeah, absolutely.
My phone.
Should have killed that man.
You know, every time you, I don't know if you break the screen, then you swipe the phone, you cut your finger. Try to check your bloody tweets, mate. It's a nightmare. Yes. Anyway, it's time for letters.
Time for letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. If you want to send a long form email over to Mason. How long do you want the email to be, Mason? As
brief.
Long as they can make it.
Absolutely not.
One
Please
big
don't.
Text block, as long as you can make
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just I mean, go off topic as often as you
yeah.
want, you know?
Do you ever read anything that's like just one block? I don't, because it's exhausting. Like, making sense of this is
look,
too
I
much.
Do, but not. But it's usually during the week. It's not like now when you've said, "Can you get a letter?"
Oh, because you can't skim through.
Can't skim through
yeah,
it. Yeah,
I understand that. Well, uh-huh. Would you like me to go first?
No, I'll go first. I'll give you a couple. This is from James Blanchard.
Mm.
He says, "I graduate this week, and it's all your fault."
What?
I started listening to the podcast nearly 3 years ago when I started university here in the UK, and over the years, having something to listen to when walking around, going for a run, or just trying to stop myself going insane from all the work has really helped me get over the line and pull me through the tougher moments. Well, you're very welcome.
We contributed.
Almost nothing, but it's nice to be there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did it. I'm finally graduating now and entering the big, wide, scary real world. There you go.
It's pretty good in the real world,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Bad. It's
Don't
pretty...
worry, it's all podcasts
yeah.
and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
whatever. Doesn't matter.
As John Mayer once said, welcome to the real world.
That's what he
you
said.
Know what I mean, he was quoting somebody else in the song.
Was he?
Yeah. He says, welcome to the real world, she said
to
the condescending.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the woman at university admissions, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
John Mayer, huh?
John Mayer, huh? Yeah.
I had a friend who met John Mayer once.
How'd that go?
Didn't like him.
All right. I don't mind him. I don't know anything about his music, but I've seen him in interviews and stuff. And he
okay.
seems,
didn't he do stand-up for a little bit?
He did, I think, yeah.
Bet that went well.
Maybe like a couple of times.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about watches.
Great.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a tour with Dave Chappelle?
Maybe.
I think he did.
Oh, John Mayer.
Yeah.
He's a bloody...
But you know what? He's probably, who knows if he's nice or not? You know, you meet someone,
yep.
you know,
yeah.
whatever for a second, maybe John Mayer...
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe you had him. Maybe you've caught him on a bad day. I don't
exactly.
know. Yeah, he seems nice.
Yeah, that's
Wears
right.
a lot of robes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Good on him.
Watches and robes.
Watches and robes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's no question in that email. It's just a. It's just a.
No, it's just a nice thing.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
what were they studying at university?
Let's find out. Doesn't say. Very secretive, James Blanchard.
Yeah.
Very secretive.
Yeah.
You were probably studying competing podcasts and how to defeat a podcaster bachelor's degree and
a
master's.
3-year course? Oh, master's.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a 4 or 5 year course.
No, not podcasting though.
Oh, okay.
You can do that in an afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely yeah. you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're watching you.
Just press record and
oh, he's going right back to you need to start a master's.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It's all the real world, man.
That's true.
That's a lie, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
is difficult at different points in your life for different
yeah.
reasons. That's what I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's from Jeremy Miller says, I think we've answered this, but where do you fall on both the digital versus physical debate? Would you rather have a collection of Blu-rays or consume everything digitally?
For a while, I got rid of everything.
Yeah.
Like I moved house a couple of times and I just was like, I don't want to move these anymore.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of everything. It's all streaming, baby.
That's right.
But then it all disappears.
It all disappears.
Everything
all the
you
time.
Want.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's.
Even things you buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, well, we don't want you to have that anymore. Or we lost the licensing for it.
Yeah.
So that thing you purchased, you don't have it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I think at this point, I think I would, I'm being more picky, but I'm like, okay, well, if I would like to
You
keep
want
that
this
on,
definitive version of Akira,
so. Yeah, exactly. And I want it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, I don't think we can rely on any company just deciding that they want us to keep having something.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think they're just going to be like, yeah.
And you look at that for like the way video games are going as well. People want things to be an ongoing service and thing you pay for continuously.
Yeah, right. uh-huh.
And if you buy it digitally, then they can take it away and then sell it to you again
yeah, exactly.
later.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess they can with physical as well, but yeah.
They're not taking my Blu-rays.
No, they're definitely not.
Can't get in my house, take my Blu-rays.
Because there's never been like a definitive format because formats keep changing. I just stop kind of collecting physical stuff.
Yeah,
the only
right,
thing
huh.
I keep is video games. I've got like
yeah,
every
right.
video game.
Mm. I mean, what whatever. We're saying now doesn't factor yeah. in that you can just steal everything.
Yeah, just steal everything.
just digital is just, you can just steal everything.
Yeah, that's it. Which does make it easier to watch things.
Yeah, but don't do that.
Yeah, but I've got 3 or 4 streaming platforms, but there's still movies where I'm like, I have to still buy them because I go through all of them
yeah.
and they don't.
And also because our internet is so bad in Australia,
the worst.
That if I a lot of the current Marvel movies are on one of our streaming services in Australia.
But some aren't.
But also if I think to myself, I'd really like to watch Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I'd rather get the Blu-ray I'd rather go to the shops and buy the Blu-ray and bring it back as and watch it in, you know, amazing color and,
yeah,
and smooth and
then
looking incredible.
Stuttering.
Then stuttering and then going, you know, downgrading to below standard definition because,
yeah,
my internet connection is so slow and then it's pixelated and whatever.
Exactly.
That's not how I'm supposed to be watching that.
I agree, Mason.
Yeah.
Do you have Thor Ragnarok on Blu-ray?
No, I should get it though. It's good.
All right then, you should get it.
I'll
and
get
you
it.
Will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you still keep video games that you've bought? Like, do you...
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
You don't have an old copy of TIE Fighter?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
Do you want one?
Do you have one?
No.
Then yes. Could you get me one?
I mean, some the listener can like,
okay,
send
cool.
you a copy
sounds,
of
sounds
TIE
really,
Fighter.
Sounds really good. This is from Bobby Miller.
Hello, Bobby Miller.
Hey, James and Meso. I noticed Spider-Man Far From Home included a...
We all noticed that movie.
Thank you.
It was in cinemas.
It introduced a decent amount of new retcons into the MCU. I'm not going to spoil them, but... and I was wondering whether we think the MCU has made good, bad use of retcons, generally speaking.
I think the changes have been small, the retcons.
Yeah, right.
But yes, I want to say on the whole, what do you think?
For the most part, I think so.
It's more like, oh, it's more like... It's not a complete change. It's like, well, that's a small bit of information, which is...
Yeah, for sure.
I guess Odin being evil was the retcon. Loki being evil was
but I think
retcon.
That was always part of the plan, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I think for the most part. Or what about Hydra and so many people being revealed as Hydra?
I do wonder whether if you did it, say, now, it'd be too far into the universe that and it's too popular that for people would accept it. Because 2014
right.
wasn't whenever that movie
it was a different
came out.
Time.
It wasn't that long ago, but it was a different universe. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They were... You know, the Avengers movie was 2 years prior or whatever. It wasn't, you know.
That's true, yeah.
So,
Yeah, I think for the most part they were. But again, yeah, like the idea that like half the people in S.H.I.E.L.D. were in Hydra.
Mm.
Nobody picked up on that? I feel like the only problem I have that with that is there's a point in the Avengers where Tony Stark hacks into S.H.I.E.L.D.'s computer system.
Oh, and he doesn't.
And I'm always like, wouldn't he of all people would have picked up on that?
But I guess... We wasn't looking for it.
Yes, that's probably true.
Or was he? Because wasn't he actually looking for Hydra tech?
Yeah, he really was.
So
yeah.
I guess he probably
find
should've.
All instances of Hydra. Oh, there's one in every file.
Yeah, so...
Spreadsheet authored by Hydra Joe.
I mean, I guess they don't have big octopus logos on letterheads, you
that's
know,
true, yeah.
saved uh-huh. into whatever.
Yeah,
I think because the way that Hydra is kind of infiltrated is...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them see it as it's just another kind of branch of S.H.I.E.L.D. that you're in within S.H.I.E.L.D.
Uh-huh.
And you're not really evil. It's just part of whatever.
What about Fury losing his eye? How do you feel about that? I'm sure we talked about it at the Captain
Marvel
episode.
I think a lot of people don't like it. I don't care. I think it's interesting and fitting of that character to lie about it because he's embarrassed.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he wants
to
be this enigma and he's cool and he knows everything. But if he's like, well, an alien cat scratched it out, people would be like...
What is wrong with you?
What are you doing?
What? The only thing that doesn't quite sit right with me for that version is, it seems to me that it's how did he make it from the 1990s to today without being horribly killed by something? If he's like, I'm going to look at this mutant cat directly in the eye,
and he's being told that it's a mutant cat, I'm going to keep it in my office.
Like, there's more than 20 years where he's just like, really, you didn't die in between.
It's weird.
Was that his wake up call that really transformed
him? But it's so weird that he let the cat stay in his office.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's strange?
Yeah. Maybe they came to an understanding.
Maybe they did.
Yeah.
This is from Michael, says hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. What do you think is the most underrated superhero movie? I personally think it's Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton and Liv Tyler. It's better than people think. How about you?
Oh.
Constantine, Punisher, Warzone.
Yeah, they're good ones.
302, Rise of the Spartans.
It's not bad, although we only saw that once, surely.
You won't
admit to it? All right.
I quite like Daredevil. I know it's not very good, but I quite like Daredevil.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What about you?
I like Ghost Rider 2.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I think it works.
Mm.
I think it works as a movie.
I still haven't seen that movie.
That's good.
I'm just bringing up some more. What about like an Ang Lee's Hulk?
No, it sucks.
Sorry,
Ang Lee.
Yeah, Ang Lee. You're definitely people. I've got a list here of just some things that I've got. Like there's things on here like Watchmen and Dread, but I think most people kind of.
Oh, they're not underrated.
No, yeah. But then you got like Batman and Robin, and I wouldn't.
Sure,
say.
Yeah.
I think you could like that movie, but I don't think you could objectively be like, "Nah, this is good.
Quality." Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you can enjoy a Batman and Robin insofar as you go, okay, well, remember when the 60s Batman was really camp and silly?
Yeah.
This is the same thing.
What about camp, like, silly? The Shadow? Because I know you like that.
I like The Shadow.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Sin City 2 on your iPad?
I never did.
Yeah.
No.
What about The Rocketeer?
I like The Rocketeer. That's not underrated. Somebody put a
it
post.
It just didn't do well.
Yeah. It might have been the same person put up a post in the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group about that. The Rocketeer.
Yeah. Well, it's the same director as the first Avenger.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Sky High. I don't think that's underrated. I think people just didn't see it.
Yeah, for sure.
Where do you sit on the Ninja Turtle movies?
Any couch. Of them?
Oh. Very good, Mason.
Do you mean the which ones?
Any of them?
I would guess that the first one still holds up, like the very first live action one probably still holds up. I didn't see Ninja Turtles 2003.
No.
And of the new two, the Michael Bay produced ones, I like the second one. Yes. I know that invalidates all my other opinions, but
no, your opinion in the last Jedi invalidates.
Oh yeah,
all
that's
your
a good point. Well, look,
dumbass.
I'm double invalidating all my opinions, but I think that one's kind of fun again because, like Batman and Robin, it's just the cartoon and they made it live action.
And you also love Dick Tracy the movie.
Boy, I haven't seen Dick Tracy
the movie
in a while. Yeah,
you excited for it? Because isn't Warren Beatty
still working on a sequel? Yeah, something.
Still,
did we talk about this on the show, or do we just talk about it in real life?
Maybe you could talk about it now.
Can't remember any details. That's the
basically
thing.
He was promised two, right? Or a sequel, and he was still cast and whatever. And then years, decades later,
he came
back to the studio.
And I
and
think,
was like,
I think maybe that's it. I think it's that he still holds the rights, and that's why there hasn't been one. Because either there hasn't been a reboot or anything, because he still holds the rights. Let's look it up real quick.
Okay.
Here we go. This is from Den of Geek. So this came out in 90. Dick Tracy came out in 1990, so it was basically meant to be the next Batman because they were like, well, comic books. Dick Tracy and Batman were quite similar in the sense that they both had that bizarre rogues gallery of, you know, horribly mutated people. I think Batman, I guess, owes a lot to Dick Tracy in terms of like
the movie.
Yeah, horrific rogues galleries and stuff like that. I remember Dick Tracy trading cards, bubblegum. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, good. Disney's marketing department perhaps overestimated the recognizability and mass market appeal of the character who hadn't been seen in live action since the mid-50s.
No shit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's, you know, that's the biggest difference. At least Batman had this TV series and the cartoons and all sorts of stuff.
The only reason that I've seen this movie is because we watched it in drama class and like when I was
Did
like,
you really?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was mostly just like,
yeah,
that person's supposed to be Marilyn Monroe or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you see this matte painting?
Yeah. So Batman made $400 million worldwide.
Yeah.
And Dick Tracy had similar elements, top draw celebrities and ridiculous makeup. That's true. Remarkable set design. The biggest pop star of the year providing a soundtrack. Madonna. Breathless Mahoney.
Yep.
Dick Tracy finished with $162 million worldwide.
Not bad. In 2011, Beatty told the crowd at Hero Complex Festival in 2011, I think I said that, I'm going to make another one. And then he says, I think it's dumb talking about movies before you make them. I just don't do it. It gives you the perfect excuse to avoid making them. So I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either. Here's the deal. We can cut this out if it's boring. Mm. So he acquired the rights from the comics. Warren Beatty acquired the rights to Dick Tracy in 1985. I guess he was a fan of it.
Yep.
At some point, these rights were supposed to revert to the publisher if no new Tracy projects were forthcoming from Warren Beatty, as long as they requested them via some legal gymnastics and a 2-year notification process. That window would allow Warren Beatty enough time to make another Dick Tracy movie before handing the character over. So if he was like, if they hadn't made a Dick Tracy 2, they could be like, hey, we're putting in the paperwork, we're gonna want the character back, and then he could make Dick Tracy 2 in that kind of time window.
Are they trying to wait him out so he dies?
Well, Tribune tried to make this happen in 2002, but their claim was rejected after Beatty filed a suit indicating that the proper procedures weren't followed, the 2-year window wasn't respected, and he still had plans to make a sequel. So basically it went, he had it for a decade, and they didn't more than a decade, they didn't ask for it back, but then they did in 2002. Since then, Mr. Beatty has retained the rights, presumably with the same 2-year window in place, to allow him to make another movie should the publisher come a-knockin'.
Holy hell. He made a movie called Rules Don't Apply in 2016, where he plays Howard Hughes. I mean, the movie before that he made was 2001. There was a big gap. But in 2008, there was something called the Dick Tracy TV special.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to find anything on that because I clicked on it. It took me straight to... Yeah, because it just takes me to the Dick Tracy Wikipedia page. In 2008, Beatty convinced cinematographer someone and film critic someone Leonard Maltin to make Dick Tracy TV special for Turner Classic Movies, which featured Beatty as Tracy having a retrospective interview with Maltin.
Oh, in character as Dick Tracy?
I guess so. Maltin explicitly asks fictional Tracy if Warren Beatty is planning to make a sequel to the 90 film, and he responds that he's heard about it, but Maltin needs to ask Beatty himself. What is this? Why? What is
I
this?
I don't know.
Fuckery going on here. Don't ask me, Dick Tracy. Ask the actor Warren Beatty, who plays Dick Tracy in the movies.
Who you could have asked as himself had he not set up an elaborate pantomime situation in which he was portraying me, Dick Tracy, detective.
Also, Warren Beatty is 82 years old.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wants this.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Maybe he wants it. Why is he holding on to it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is it kind of like, is he holding on it in that way that you'd be like, well, if we did make another one, it would be like a blockbuster. It would be like an Avengers Endgame. We would make $1 billion. I'll do it when I'm ready.
It would make no money.
It would make
$0.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and everything Dick Tracy does is, like, outmoded now. Like, he had, like, a two-way wrist radio.
I remember, yeah.
That was his big...
He had a big banana yellow trench coat.
He absolutely did. He had all these... I mean, I think it was upgraded to a TV... It was a TV wristwatch at one point, but, you know.
Yeah.
We've all got Apple Watches now, so...
We don't care.
Or delightful movement watches.
That's right. I do not have an Apple Watch.
No, I also don't have an Apple Watch. Well, maybe we're the target audience for Dick Tracy movies. Maybe we're like, wow!
Are you kidding me?
TV to watch!
He's 82!
Oh my god, he's so sprightly! You can't tell under his banana yellow trench coat.
All right, do you want to bring the show to an epic conclusion?
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We bloody love it. Thank you for sticking through Dick Tracy talk.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, but, I mean, maybe there's some people out there who are like, oh my God.
I'm very interested in that.
Yeah,
so
me too.
That's fascinating to me.
Thank you for subscribing and telling a friend, giving us a nice review. We bloody appreciate it.
Mm.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Facebook.
And Twitter.
And Bandcamp.
And Instagram, probably.
Probably.
You mentioned reviews, Mason. I've got one here for the week. Do you mind?
Please.
This is from Hoops McKenzie, says I listen to
That's
every...
That's a great name.
I agree. To every episode, at least twice.
Do you think their name is Hooper?
No.
Okay.
I think it's just Hoops.
Hoops McKenzie. Yeah. Okay, right.
If you want an expert analysis on all things anime, then this is the show for you. The podcast is easily all my favorite things. This podcast is easily my favorite of all the podcasts I listen to. James and Mason's chemistry together is what really makes it work. Listening to two old friends that clearly know how to make each other laugh and share a passion for a common subject is really what makes it for me and is more than likely the reason for their success. This is so kind, Mason.
That is very nice.
If you
I was going to say some old farts.
If you have and you've got a bit interested in comics and movies in general, then you need to listen to this podcast. Are you there, James? I know you are. The screen lights bathing your sunken, dead, defeated eyes, usually dripping from your beard as you pull up the podcast review. As you spiral into a dark abyss, hoping and praying for a light that will pull you out, but it never comes. So you continue on languishing in relative obscurity of podcast fame. You know it could easily come crashing down around you at any second, and sometimes, in your darkest moments, you wish it would. Anyways, 5 stars.
That's very good. You wrote that, didn't you?
I did not. All right. What I enjoyed about that, I'm going through it, and then it addressed
then
it to
takes
me.
A turn. And then it starts like a little play.
Yeah. So that's
great
you go.
Stuff. Well, more of those, please.
Thanks for reviews.
Put some fanfic in there.
But do we want this exact thing, or you're talking about some creativity?
Do anything you want.
Yeah, okay.
Go nuts with it. I mean, 5 stars.
But, I mean, this is done, is what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, let your creative flag fly.
Yeah.
Except in terms of how many stars you give us, you should give us 5 stars.
That is locked in.
That's absolutely
it. That's a 5-star creative flag flying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Salute you.
Salute you.
Let's see. If you want to go to planetbroadcasting.com.
Do you want to?
You find all the podcasts on Planet Broadcasting. You can also sign up to the newsletter. That's from the great Rob Collings. He's on Twitter. He's Raw Collings. He's at The Weekly Planet.
He's Raw Collings.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, but I'm also Nick Maso, NickMaseau on Instagram. You're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
All platforms.
That's right. If you want to support the show, please do. Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck. We'd really appreciate it. We haven't done much progress on the studio, but we'll
no,
get
it's kind of stalled for the moment. What's Claire up to?
What is she doing?
I don't know.
Living her life? Raising your child?
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. We'd really appreciate it. There's also an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want to buy some stuff on Amazon. Give it a little clickety-click. Just click through, buy what you're going to buy. We get a little kickback.
by Dick Tracy on VHS, because that's the only format it's on.
It's got Warren Beatty's grizzled 82-year-old face.
Yes.
That's the box. Open it up. Looks good. It's fuzzy, you know, like a peach.
Let me check what format this is on, but keep going, Mason.
You can also get our t-shirts on tpublic.com, all the logos.
It is on Blu-ray, there you go.
Oh, that's very nice. Mm. You hope so.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. Dexter Fletcher, do you think you know if he uses reusable bags? Yes or no?
Yes
or
no.
Let us know. And that other thing we said that I can't remember, but get on that. We'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Sarah and Michael Save Christmas. I'm on that episode.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. Get on that.
Excellent. It's an excellent show and they're excellent people.
They are.
Yeah. All right, next week, Comic Con, and I guess The Lion King. Though I don't know how much I'll have to say about that other than...
It's the same.
It's the fucking Lion King, isn't it? Isn't
very nice.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Can you wait for the Comic Con woos, Mason? And that... Ah! You know?
I'm fired up about them again, actually.
I love the woos.
Yeah, I love the woos,
and they'll never stop.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right. Maybe they'll bring back Dick Tracy. They'll peddle that one.
Oh, what if this is it?
I think, did you reckon that if that happens, there would be woos or there would be silence?
I think there'd, ooh.
I don't know if there'd be silence because I think there's people there of like our age or above who are like massive fans.
I wonder that. But also, I don't think there'd be, like if you go, hey guys, new Iron Man movie, woo. I wonder if the power of Comic-Con makes people just woo everything.
Yeah.
Or is this the thing that they, is this the line?
Mm. What if they came out and they go,
tepid wooing?
What if they come out and they go, listen, we've got a new Dick Tracy. People start to woo. And then you go, interactive story, mobile game with microtransactions. Do you think
that? And Warren Beatty's in it.
That's right, yeah.
In character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
And you can play it on your Apple Watch.
Yes, yeah. As Dick Tracy intended.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.